This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Barb.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
It is good to hear your voice.
Thanks.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jen?
Doing great. Doing great. Would love to send you to go to this concert. Leon Bridges. Doesn't this sound like fun?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So pick the real one, Barb. Is it A? Woman arrested for selling salami and marijuana sandwiches out of the trunk of her Ford Escort. Is it B, a guy gets busted for drugs while trying to fix a flat tire with Band-Aids? Or C, man caught with 10 pounds of cocaine in his pet alligator's backpack?
A?
No, darn it, it's not the marijuana sandwiches.
Okay.
It's the guy that's trying to fix the flat tire with Band-Aids. That ain't going to work.
No. That said, we're going to give you the tickets anyway.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, we love you.
I love you guys, too.
Yeah, it turned out that this guy, he was trying to fix two flat tires on his SUV, was trying to patch them with Band-Aids. When cops got there, the 26-year-old driver had spilled an entire first aid kit out on the ground. And he was trying to plug a very large hole in the side of one tire by filling it with gauze, then covering it with Band-Aids.
Hey, it's very MacGyver of him.
Turns out he was on drugs. Police arrested him, posted some photos of his patch job on their Facebook page.
I mean, I could see where you could think that might work. At least get you to the next gas station.
Oh, dude. Time now for another round of the Best Friend Game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Tandy and Dina, everybody. Welcome to the show,
hey, guys.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Right, so we have an aunt.
Yes.
And a niece.
This is an aunt-niece combination.
Yes. She's the brat. I'm the aunt.
Oh, come on.
Tandy is the niece. Dina is the aunt. So you've known each other for life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whose idea was it to come on the Best Friend Game?
That would be me,
the
Tandy.
Instigating niece.
Yes.
And how did the friendship blossom? Because I, you know, my aunts were pretty tight, but I wouldn't consider them my best friend.
You wouldn't take them on the Best Friend Game?
I mean, I think me and Aunt Debbie would have a good time, but.
Well, I mean, we've always been close since I was born, and since when my mom passed about 20 some years ago, she's kind of taken that role. And so we've been close since then.
That's special.
Yeah.
Cool. So what do you guys like to do together when you're hanging out?
Just about anything, really. That gets us in trouble, usually.
Yeah. Usually involving margaritas.
Oh, that's always a good start.
Concoction.
Married, children.
I'm married, this Tandy, 22 years. I have two daughters, 15, almost 16, and 10.
I was married for 20 years, and I've been happily divorced for 12.
Oh,
nice.
And I have two children. They are grown, and I have three grandchildren.
Oh, very cool.
So I assume, based on, since this was Tandy's idea, does that mean Tandy's going into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth, and Dina's going to be answering questions about her, or is it the other way around?
I think we're going with the other way around.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so then Dina, we'll say goodbye to you, and we'll see in a few minutes. Dina is going off into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth.
And Dina had mentioned that she's having some anxiety about this, so.
The family secrets that could be spilled here today. This could be the day of reckoning. All right, we'll see in a few minutes. And there she goes. And now that Dina is safely out of earshot, Tim, whenever you're ready.
All right, question number one, salsa, queso, or guac?
I'm definitely going to go with salsa.
Okay. Who would she say was your best friend during high school?
For sure, my friend Adam.
Which of your daughters would most likely to be voted most likely to succeed in the, you know, the yearbook?
I'm going to go with my 10-year-old Isabella. She's pretty outgoing.
All right. Now, we know that you work in social media a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is something from your past that you would not want to be on social media?
This is a double-edged sword because I'm a New Kids fanatic. Let's just put it that way. And I have a history of stalking them since I've been as a teenager.
Something New Kids.
Yeah.
Would it be a piece of apparel? Something?
No.
Or like...
It would be the fact that we took a trip to Boston just to go find their houses when I was 14.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Okay. All right. What do you think your aunt is most afraid of to try in the bedroom?
She's also doesn't have many fears either. I'm going to go with threesome.
Okay.
All right. There are your five questions.
No idea.
Now that Tandy has answered all five, we're going to bring Dina back to the studio to see how her answers stack up to Tandy's. Come on back, Dina. You were in there a long time.
I know, and she's laughing, so that's not a good sign.
It's a great sign.
What happened to you? Were you kidnapped?
I was in West Virginia over there.
We didn't ask you guys. What do you guys do? Because Tim alluded to a social media connection that you have, Tandy. What do
you
do?
Yeah, I'm a marketing consultant. I'm right now doing social media for the Countryside YMCA in Lebanon.
All right. Dina, what's your situation?
Right now, I'm not working due to medical reasons, but I usually work at U.S. Bank as a personal banker.
Well, let's see how you do. The first question's worth $10.
Oh, boy.
Salsa, queso, or guacamole?
Salsa.
There's a good All start. Right. That's your first $10.
Right.
All right. Next question would be worth $20.
Do you know who Tandy's best friend was in high school?
Adam.
Oh, well done. There's another $20 to add to the pot. Your next question is worth $30.
All right. So in the back of the yearbook, when you have like most likely to succeed, look into your crystal ball into the future. Which of Tandy's daughters would have that title?
I'm going to say I love them both dearly, but I will say Bella.
Yep.
There you go. There's another $30. You guys are doing great so far. 3 for 3.
Ooh.
Fourth question worth $40.
What is something from her past that she would be embarrassed? She would not want it to be on social media.
Oh, good Lord.
So many choices.
Goodness. I don't know which one to pick.
You know how social media has a tendency to come back and haunt you.
Yes, it does.
You think her of all people working in the business that she works in.
Something that you did you wouldn't want to get out?
Something that could come back to haunt her.
Yeah, thank the Lord that back in our day there was not Twitter and Facebook and YouTube videos.
Probably she was a goody two-shoes. The biggest thing she could have done was maybe skip out of school.
Yeah, no.
No.
She had a hard time with that one. She did struggle. Tell her what you said, Tandy.
I said when I was a teenager and stalked the New Kids on the Block, like I do now.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I forgot about that. I didn't think about that as a past thing because you continue to do that daily.
That's true. That's actually true.
But that's all right. Night. You guys are doing great. We're at the fifth and final question. So far, you've got $60. If you get this question right, get you $100 to split between you two.
What is something she said that you would be afraid to try in the bedroom?
Gosh, I'm an old lady, guys. There's not much I haven't done in there. I can't imagine being afraid to try anything, but maybe...
You're kind of a free spirit.
Yeah, I am. I am pretty much a free spirit.
That's what I said.
I'm a product of the 60s and 70s, so maybe a threesome?
Wow! Boom. There you go!
Yay!
I didn't even get that one.
Yay!
Well, congratulations. That's another 40. Brings your total to $100, guys.
Yay. Nice job, you two.
Awesome. We did good.
So I find this interesting. Would you say, Dina, do you think you're more free-spirited than Tandy? And Tandy, would you say she's more free-spirited than you?
She's pretty free-spirited, but I think I get a lot of that from her, too. So
yeah, she's passed
similar.
It on to you.
Yeah. I'm the youngest of 9 children, too, so there wasn't...
Yes, you got to do whatever you wanted.
I got to do whatever I want.
Well, it's great meeting you guys.
Yeah,
thanks for coming
on
the Best Friend Game.
Appreciate
and congratulations.
It.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. If you want to play the Best Friend Game, it is so simple. Just go to our website, WKRQ.com, and fill out the application.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.